The Three Little Pigs, illustrated by Virginia Allen. Once upon a time, there were three little pigs. One day, they went out to build their own houses. Look at little piggies here. I've got the blue bottom and the red bottom and the purple bottom pig. They've got some twigs there and some straw, I think. I think those look like bricks or possibly toffees. But I think they're bricks.
No, I think they're bricks.
I think they're bricks as well, yes. Good. The first little pig built his house of straw. Can you see the chicken on the top of the straw? The second little pig built his house of sticks. And the third little pig built his house of bricks. Look at that. Along came a big bad wolf. He went up to the house of straw. Little pig, let me come in, said the big bad wolf.
I would be scared if a big bad wolf comes into my house.
Really?
Yeah, and my mummy would fight him off.
Fight him off?
And my daddy. Because I would be really scared and I would run upstairs and hide under my bed clothes.
Would you indeed?
Yeah.
Excellent. You would join in the fight then, Sophie?
But the first little pig said, by the hair of my chinny chin chin, I will not let you in.
He's hungry.
Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down, said the big bad wolf. And he huffed and he puffed and he blew the house down. Oh no! They say that pigs can't fly, but actually this one is. Oh no, look at the piggy slippers. That's slightly worrying, really, the pig wearing piggy slippers. Anyway, let's gloss over that. The big bad wolf went up to the house of sticks. Little pig, let me come in, he said. Now, if you notice, because this is a nice modern children's book, the pig who was in the house of straw has not been eaten by the wolf. He's now joined the pig with the house of sticks.
I think that's what happens in the real story, actually.
Well, I think the chickens are trying to sort the wolf out. It's like, go get out of there. Go on, keep me hard enough. But the second little pig said, by the hair of my chinny chin chin, I will not let you in. Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down, said the big bad wolf.
He's flying now.
I know, we've got many pigs flying. It's a very profound and real story. And he huffed and he puffed and he blew the house down. And they've got some good sort of eddies and turbulence here. This is good. Even the chickens being blown around. Oh no.
Yeah.
The big bad wolf went up to the house of bricks. Little pig, let me come in, he said. Oh no. But the brick, he's pretty satisfied. But the third little pig said, by the hair of my chinny chin chin, I will not let you in. Then I'll huff, then I'll puff. And I'll blow your house down, said the big bad wolf.
It's strong though.
It is strong. Look at the little piggies underneath the blanket. Oh no. He said, no, it's fine. So he huffed and he puffed and he huffed and he puffed, but he could not blow the house down. The big bad wolf climbed on the top of the house and came down the chimney. Oh no. Splash! And that was the end of the big bad wolf. It looks like that pot is not full of cold water. So the piggies ate the wolf. Lovely.
No, he burnt his bottom.
He burnt his bottom. Excellent.
So he was never seen again.
Indeed.
If my house was too strong to blow down, he would climb down my chimney and my mummy will put the water in.
Anyway, the big bad wolf would not be so bad anymore. Maybe the big bad wolf would be tamed and he could become a pet. Do you think so?
We couldn't fight we couldn't fight, we could just say, can you please be kind? We say that to the wolf.
What do you reckon, Dominic? What do you reckon?
Negotiate with politeness, I think.
What do you think?
No, don't show him the phone. He'll want it.